President's press conference on the 3rd of May 1951.
Please be seated. I have no special announcements to make today. I'll listen to questions and try to answer them.
Mr. President, the Prime Minister of Israel arrived here today to see you tomorrow at the launch of a $500 million bond drive for his country. Would you comment on this trip?
He's going to have lunch with me tomorrow.
Did you say anything about the
president? That's all the comment I have to make. I'll carry on the conversations with him and not in the press.
Mr. President, as you probably know, on the Hill today, General MacArthur said that...
No, I don't know. Only what I've seen in the paper.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Go ahead.
Let me revise my question. General MacArthur said on the Hill today that on January 12th, the Joint Chiefs of Staff approved completely his war plans, and he assumed that either you or General Marshall must have overridden the Chiefs on this.
Don't you think you'd better wait until the evidence is all in before you come to a conclusion on such things as that? There are plenty of things that will come up on this line on which you ought to wait until you have all the facts before you come to a conclusion. I can't answer the question.
Mr. President, that connection and the flight of recent developments and utterances, would you agree that old soldiers just fade away?
What do you think?
The report of the Senate Crime Investigating Committee Tuesday, do you think Ambassador O'Dwyer is properly qualified to be Ambassador of the United States?
I still have confidence in Ambassador O'Dwyer.
Do you think the average American thinks he's properly qualified?
I don't know what the average American thinks, but I don't think that a man can be tried in public and convicted without knowing all the evidence.
President, may I comment on the work of the committee?
No comment.
Mr. President?
What committee are you talking about?
Mr. Crime.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Too many of them, that's right.
Mr. President, speaking of the other committee, General MacArthur said that he considers invalid your reasons for dismissing him, that he not only carried out every directive, but that he can't be said to be in opposition to policy which he was not aware of, that he does not know what policy is.
Did you hear my answer to the gentleman over here? That's the same answer.
Mr. President, coming back to the people of the committee, sir, do you care to comment on their finding that Costello influenced the had considerable influence in the Democratic organization in New York?
What?
That Frank Costello exerted considerable influence in the Democratic organization in New York?
I can't answer that because I don't know. Yes, Duke.
Back to General MacArthur. In other words, you are confident when the entire case is in that you'll be the country will feel that you are justified in the action taken.
Well, Duke, when the facts are all known, there'll be but one answer, and I've given that answer already.
Well, sir, I meant by that, by my question, that with the hero's welcome that he got and everything, that a lot of people are still in doubt.
Well, I say, if you just wait until all the evidence is in, you can then draw your own conclusions, and I think they'll be the correct ones, too.
Mr. President, in the publication of Wake Island conference, there was no reference to the time when you and MacArthur met alone. Have you any intention of issuing any kind of a memorandum on what went on between the two of you?
I do not. There's nobody present there but the gentleman and myself. It was a pro-8 jury personal conference, and there was no record kept of it, whatever. Although I know what took place there, I do not intend to comment on it.
You made no memorandum of it?
No.
Some of the congressmen on the Hill are reporting around about that Mr. Ed Flynn of New York came to the White House opposed to the St. Lawrence Seaway, and after he talked with you, he went away in favor of it. And that after that, Mr. Buckley, the chairman of the Public Works Committee, said he couldn't go against his good friend, Mr. Flynn. And that perhaps there have been other conversations at the White House lately with various members of the House Public Works Committee regarding deals on the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Well, now, you're making a lot of implications that are founded absolutely on false premises.
Yes, sir.
Not a word of truth in anything you've asked me.
Not a
word.
When
this St. Lawrence Seaway came up, I called the committee itself in total, every member of it down, and had it thoroughly and completely explained to them by everybody who knew what the implications of the St. Lawrence Seaway are. After that conference, the committee was in favor of the St. Lawrence Seaway, and that included the chairman. Ed Flynn never said a word to me about St. Lawrence Seaway. In fact, I think he may be against it. I've never talked to him about it.
I see, sir. And then there have been no deals made to...
Not that I know of. I don't make deals on legislation. Yes. I have put the legislation up to the Congress, and then it's up to the Congress to act on it.
Yes.
There couldn't be any deals made on that piece of legislation.
President, did you approve the price control order on me?
I did.
I didn't know whether it had come up to you.
It was put up to me and I approved it.
President, in that part of the Wake Island conference that was attended by other people, were you aware of this day that there was a woman in the other room taking down
one? No, I was not.
A gentleman's office has expressed an opinion on the question of whether or not Russia might intervene.
He's entitled to that opinion. He's entitled to any opinion he chooses to.
Correct. We have benefit of the information gathered by the Central Intelligence Agency.
Which he didn't have because he wouldn't let the Central Intelligence Agency work in Japan until just recently.
And he was surrounded by men that experienced Moscow. And I wondered if you had any opinion about what Russia might or might not do.
No, I have no opinion to expect. My opinion has been in action, Eddie.
Why wouldn't he let the CIA work there?
I don't know. You have to ask him. He'll answer you, I expect.
I think he wouldn't let the CIA work there. I think that he said today that the CIA last November had given the opinion that the Chinese Communists wouldn't come in.
I didn't know that. CIA usually reports to me. They made such reports to him that didn't make it to me.
They made a report.
Isn't it true, sir, that they made a report to you on November 21st?
They make a report to me every day.
Well,
they must have made a report to me on November 21st, but I don't know what was in it. That's been quite a while ago.
But my idea that it was quite contrary to what he said today.
It's a secret document. I don't know how you found out about it. I don't know, remember the exact date. If you'll talk to General Beetle Smith, he can tell you.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all.
He's the right kind of an intelligence man, isn't he? Well, I won't do that, but I'm telling you the truth and the fact.
There was a report.
I don't need to be checked up on him, but
there
go ahead.
There was a report made to you by CIA in advance of the November 24th, 25th intervention by the Chinese, pointing out the danger of Chinese intervention. Is that not correct?
I don't know. I have to look it up. I say I get those reports every day, and is that fixed? I read them every day, too. But I can't tell you the exact date or what is in any special report without going back and look it up.
Sir, I didn't mean anything.
I understand.
In advance of actual Chinese.
I can't answer that without looking it up.
I don't want to belabor this, sir.
Go ahead.
But on the, were you surprised from your knowledge of CIA and the other reports that came to you when the Chinese Communists did come in, sir?
I think everybody was not exactly surprised. They were sorry to see it happen.
Well, General MacArthur seems to have been surprised.
He was very much surprised. General Smith. General Smith. Yeah. Well, no, who persuaded General MacArthur to let CIA intelligence get into his office? And I say General Smith did that. He made a trip over there for the purpose.
President, if you tell us what the opinion of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and CIA was prior to the time of the event, or whether they were overcoming.
That is a matter of record, and will probably be answered at the committee, and Bob, by the Chief of Staff themselves, and that's the best place to get it.
Mr. President, I'm not clear on something yet, but the Jonathan for all time, General MacArthur was not left in Central Intelligence Agency working under his command or in his office.
That's correct.
And there came a time when General Smith persuaded him to let the CIA.
That's correct. That's correct.
Sir, could you say it? Was that this year or?
I don't remember the date. I don't remember the date. Can be looked up. I'll have Joe Short look it up and give it to you. I can't answer that because I don't know.
Mr. President, would you care to express an opinion as to whether you believe it was unwise for General MacArthur not to have left CIA?
I'm expressing no opinion at the present time. I'll give you my opinion when the time's right for it.
Well, Mr. President, what was the general sense to make one trip to Tokyo in January? Has he made more than one trip to Tokyo?
I think he made only one trip. I don't know the date. I can't confirm that date.
General, refused to let Central Intelligence Agency come in?
That's for you to get that. I can't get it.
Mr. President, I recall that actually the hour. Congress broke up around noon, and they stated the position that, on the basis of the statement we received, there was an air of optimism about closing out the conflict in Korea. Could you say whether General MacArthur persuaded those present at the conference? That the Chinese would not come in, and
I don't know what effect Bob had on the other members of the Congress, but he persuaded me that they would not come in.
Well, could you say when the order originated, which permitted the UN forces and to go up to the river?
That is a matter of tactics in the field and is the responsibility of the field commander. I never interfere with the field commander, many of them knew.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell us, Mr. President?
Not a thing, Bob. Thank you very much.